The food security situation in Zimbabwe, I must say, has improved. I would even say has dramatically improved since last year compared to the situation a year ago, because as you rightly mentioned, I arrived in the country a year ago, and the beginning in Zimbabwe was rather hectic with very bad food security situation.
What programs is WFP carrying out now?
Well, we have a lot going on at the moment. And like I mentioned to you, instead of embarking upon large-scale humanitarian assistance, we want to change the focus of our intervention and come up with a new program that would address the root causes of food insecurity in the country. Basically, what we want is to get away from free food distribution to people, to food insecure people, because we are of the view that this is not going to help them, you know, to sort of bounce back from poverty and food insecurity. Instead, we want to place more emphasis on resilience building and asset creation. We want people to come together to work on the creation of productive assets that make them less vulnerable to future shocks. So that's what we have in the country. The second pillar, important pillar of our program is on nutrition. We have some people who are malnourished and also those affected by HIV and tuberculosis receiving food assistance to improve their nutritional status. So these two pillars, asset creation and nutrition interventions, are the strategic shift WFP wants to make in the country.
What is the biggest challenge you are currently facing?
Well, the biggest challenge is funding. Funding is very important, and I usually tell my colleagues that we have a vision in Zimbabwe, a good vision to assist the people, you know, and lift them out of poverty. But if we don't have funding, you know, to translate this vision into reality, it becomes a hallucination. So funding is the biggest challenge that we have in the country.